Hi, friends. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. You may email me at waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 15th, 2026. In the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is Sivan 30, the last day of the month, 5787. Now, before we continue in Hosea, let me just say that my two dear friends have been in the hospital, and I hope all goes well for them. But we need to get on with this, and today's world events are very horrible, and they're going to be getting worse and worse. But here in Hosea, the 11th chapter, verse 1, we read just how bad everything is going to be, as it was thousands of years ago. Most powerful prevails, that's the word phonetically, Israel in the old, was young. You know, he was just a child. I liked him. Well, I think it may be more than that. I think it may be I loved him. So I'm not sure why I got translated like there, but you know, let me change that to love. I loved him. Okay. I called to my son from double stronghold. He brought these people, these ancient Israelites, out from Egypt, where they were captive. And he brought them into, 40 years later, an inheritance. Verse 2, they called them, they went from their faces, they slaughtered to the lords. Is that what we should be doing, is slaughter to lords or Baals? That's to the lords, because there's more than one of them. These Baals are the evil, sinister elements of all religion. They smoked to their statues. Verse 3, I instructed to productive worthless, that's phonetically Ephraim, to take them on his arms. They knew not I had healed them. So they didn't understand that they were helped and healed by Supreme. Verse 4, he said, I led them with earthling cords, with loving ropes. I was to them like ones easing a yoke on their jaws. I was gentle to him, feeding him. So you can see Supreme is definitely an agrarian Supreme. Verse 5, they will return to double stronghold land. That's coming up as it did anciently, and it was a terrible thing. Level plain is his ruler. That's ancient Assyria. Of course, double stronghold, that's Egypt. I'm sorry, I neglected to say that. They refuse to return. Verse 6, sword will whirl in his towns. It will consume his fallow. Supreme hates these upright erections that symbolize nothing but idolatry and immorality stuck in his face. It will devour from their plots. I'm not sure why I translated it that way. It will devour from their plots. It seems like there would be a much better translation. Okay, anyway, this punishment will devour their flocks. My people cling to turning away from me. They summon none up altogether. No one exalts them. Verse 8, productive, worthless, how can I give you up? My most powerful prevails. How can I hand you over? I will give you up like earthling. That's the feminine form, which is referring to the female. Earthling in the masculine form is referring to the male. Those are not names as much as they are descriptions. I will set you like gazelles. I'm sorry, this word feminine, earthling, is really a group of people in the Dead Sea area, and gazelles is also, and the word means fingers. My heart recoils with me, although my compassion's here in verse 90, I will not accomplish my nose's heat. He's not going to do as fully as he desires with his displeasure. I will not return to destroy productive worthless. I am mighty one. I am most powerful, not a man. Distinguished one is with you. I will not come in this town. In other words, his love will keep him from destroying them and help turn them around and really get them straightened out. Verse 10, they will follow after eternal originator. That's coming in a few short years. He will roar like the lion. He wants to be our lion now, but we are too stubborn and rebellious. When he roars, sons from the west will tremble. Verse 11, when they tremble like the bird from double stronghold, like a dove from level plains land, eternal originator's communication, I will cause them to inhabit their houses. They've got to learn to tremble before supreme and deeply love and respect and revere him. Verse 12, productive worthless surrounds me with deception. Yeah, we got to get rid of all this lying, cheating, deception. Most powerful prevails house, that is Israel's house. Ditto, I must, get rid of this deception. Praise originator still roams with mighty one and is reliable with distinguished. So we've come to the end of this chapter. So I'd like to make some concluding remarks before we stop. We must flee idolatry, immorality, lying, coveting, stealing, and all evils. We must be being renovated, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.